Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, November 14th, 2019. We have 26 vessels on our Columbia River ship schedule today, so lots to talk about there. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from this evening through Friday afternoon. That means winds 20 to 34 knots could be happening out there. Today, southeast winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts to 15, becoming south 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20. So the wind direction is going to kind of move around. That's an indication that a weather system is moving through. Wind waves from the south, 2 feet at 4 seconds. Those are caused by those local south winds. But west swells, 4 feet at 14 seconds apart. Those west swells come from way further out in the ocean, sometimes as far away as Japan. And all that energy travels across the Pacific Ocean to us here. So here we have the south wind waves and the west swells. Could be a little bit of confused seas activity out there, a little bit of sloshiness from those forces going at right angles to one another. We do have a chance of rain in the afternoon. And today we're going to hear more from my interview with retired Columbia River bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. We've been talking this week with him about IMO 2020, which is a set of international pollution regulations for ship air pollution that will kick in on January 1st in 2020. And so today, Captain Johnson is going to be talking with us about some of the reasons why those limitations are needed and the contribution to worldwide pollution that ships make. So we'll hear that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at this big ship schedule. We have 6 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 11 outbounders. We have the K Asian Beauty arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier with Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 3:30 p.m., so the first of our arrivals coming in from out in the ocean will not be until the mid-afternoon. She'll be in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. The Merritt Trader is arriving from Vancouver. She's coming in to pick up wheat. She will headed to Vancouver, Washington. She will pass Astoria also around 3:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver by about 9:30. So when you have a couple of ships arriving at around the same time, they're not going to compete for space on the river. They're going to space themselves apart at least a couple of miles. And part of the reason for that is that if there's any mechanical difficulties, and sometimes ships' engines just quit and you can't just turn the key and start them up again. It can be a time-consuming process. And so sometimes ships need to throw out an anchor and stop and figure out their problem. And the ships that are also near them on the river need to have a wide margin so that they too can react and not cause a collision or not be part of a collision in any way. The Dionysus Leader is arriving from Tacoma. She's another car carrier headed for Vancouver with brand new Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. You might see her running lights in Vancouver by about 10:30 this evening. The Restinga is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be picking up weed eventually upriver, but she'll stop in Astoria's anchorage around 7 p.m. The Magic P is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's another wheat ship, arriving there around 11:30 p.m. So a lot of ships that are coming in right now. One of the reasons why the ship schedule is so large is there is a lot of wheat moving on the river, as I've said before. The Saga Explorer is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. And I think she's headed for a berth that handles wood or steel. She'll pass Astoria a little after midnight, and you might see her in Vancouver by about 6:30 in the morning tomorrow. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, the Cephas Ocean headed for Portland at about, she probably has already left and is up there in Portland now to pick up wheat. The Penta is headed for Longview around 7 p.m. today to pick up wheat. She'll be there at about 10:30 in the evening. Awaiting orders, the Darya Jaya, the Monescu Epe, the Gracia Universalis, which has been out there for over a week now, the Explorer Oceana, the Patagonia, the Equinox Aganadusa, waiting at the Rice Island anchorage, and the Atalanta is also up at Rice awaiting orders. And so when a ship's been in the anchorage, as long as I mentioned that ship, the Gracia Universalis, she could be having to repaint her cargo holds if she fails an inspection with the USDA. She's coming in to pick up wheat. She's got to have a clean cargo hold. And so if that has been a problem, she might be repainting those cargo holds right now. There could be other issues that have caused her to stay in the anchorage, but that's one that I know of. Well, let's talk about ship air pollution. Let's hear from Captain Robert Johnson. He is a retired Columbia River bar pilot, a person who really helped me shape the ship report for many years by just teaching me a lot. He was a really great mentor for me about learning about the maritime industry, and he's always a good interview. So here is Captain Johnson.
IMO 2020 is going to put worldwide sulfur oxide limitations. So sulfur oxide is a harmful substance. It affects human health. It can cause respiratory symptoms, lung disease from the atmosphere, and it can lead to acid rain, which is harmful to our forests and aquatic species. And a study by Nature last year found that ship emissions with current sulfur limits caused about 400,000 premature deaths from lung cancer and cardiovascular disease, as well as 14 million childhood asthma cases around the world every year. After these new regulations go into effect, those numbers are going to be approximately halved. So it will have a big influence on the health ramifications of the pollution that ships create. And on January 1, 2020, IMO 2020 rules will take effect, and they'll limit the sulfur in the fuel oil that ships burn from the present 3.5% down to 0.5%. And the enforcement will fall on the flag states and local governments. So in our case, it'll be the Coast Guard. Failure to comply with these global regulations will result in fines and ships being detained.
And that was Captain Johnson talking about new rules to limit sulfur in ship emissions that will take place, kick in on January 1st. And so this is we did a lengthy interview on this, and I'll be talking with you more about things like that come to mind when I hear this is there are a lot of older ships out there that can't efficiently burn this cleaner fuel. They're going to have to be retrofitted. And the newer ships are now being designed to handle the newer fuel, which is just a different mix of things that are combustible. So this is a very interesting interview, very wide-ranging interview. I'll be sharing more of it with you. We'll be talking about things like, what about moving ships to alternative fuel? I've talked with you on the Ship Report about things like wind and other kinds of fuel. How do we get away from so much use of fossil fuels on ships? So this is the beginning of changes that will really make a difference, but the bottom line is that ships still burn fossil fuels. And so we'll be talking more about this. It's a very interesting interview, lots to share there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.